the Morning News Express on WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick, the captain of the ship. Big plans for this weekend, sir?
I wouldn't call them big. I would just call them plans.
Okay.
Actually, we're really not doing much of anything. I have to work tomorrow and to do some shopping at Costco. And
there goes all of Ryan's paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Can we get out of there without spending $400? Did I say $500? No, I'm not going to spend that much. I'm going to get...
You can. I mean, if the prices are what here they are, I mean, you can't buy a brisket one time. You know, that's just...
I have a list, and I'm going to stick to that list. And right now on the list is water, blueberries, a blender, a mop.
You could probably get a blender at some like a yard sale or something.
A swing set.
A swing set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you expecting?
Jacket.
A jacket? For what purpose?
A pair of socks.
Just one pair of socks?
A gallon of peanut butter.
There is no such thing as a gallon of peanut butter.
I'm pulling your leg. I'm trying to talk myself into not spending a lot of money at Costco. Water and get out. Water and get out. Tiff and I like to keep a lot of water in the house, so water, 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 water.
You know, they do have this thing called a faucet. I don't know if you've ever heard about that.
No, we dare not drink the town water. It is garbage.
You can run it through the Brita pitcher. Buy a Brita pitcher.
Okay, maybe I'll put that on my list.
Then you're saving the country of all those plastic bottles.
Brita pitcher.
Meatball loves them, so.
Yeah, I know he does. So does Kai. Kai Hagen loves Brita pitchers.
Yes. Are you getting your third dose of the Moderna vaccine, which is only a half a dose of the original stuff that you got, not something of a booster shot?
No, actually, I'm on my seventh dose of Moderna. I'm on the seventh dose. So it's working out well for me. I've grown, I think I have an extra eyeball in the back of my ear, but or it just might be an incredible itch. I'm not sure, though.
Well, I don't know. I just know that you go to Costco, just take cash and don't go over it.
Wait for it.
Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon. Yeah. We love Brandon.
All right. Yeah. It is Fresh Fruit Friday, Bob. The time that you've been waiting for. Let me hear it. Yeah, baby. Whoop, 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 whoop. Fresh fruit.
Yeah, man.
We all love fresh fruit from Catoctin Mountain.
Yeah, we do.
Orchard. And of course, you know, for the germaphobes, I have the socially distanced peanut gallery. Thank you very, very much. Give me 6 feet, please. Give me 6 feet. Anyway.
Step back. Step back.
Come on. Get back. All right. So we are in the midst of Fresh Fruit Friday. The first texter that I get. I'm feeling generous today. No, actually, the 15th texter. What did I say? First? How dare I?
Yeah.
The 15th texter to text fruit, FRUIT, to 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD, wins a fresh fruit basket courtesy of Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Boy, we have a great football game tonight. This is a game for the ages.
Yeah.
It's Frederick and it's Linganore, and we're going to preview it right now in sports.
930 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, Linganore head football coach Rick Connor has been in the coaching game for quite a while, and it's no wonder that he has this team firing on all cylinders. The 6-0 Linganore Lancers hosting the 5-1 Frederick Cadets tonight on WFMD.
They're very committed. They play for each other. They're best friends. They're probably going to be one of the smartest groups I've coached. Their GPAs are just ridiculous. It's fun. They get it. Defensively, we return one starter.
Yep, and they play like it. They play for each other, and it's going to be a good game tonight on WFMD and the WFMD app at 6:30. Middletown and Brunswick. Middletown 4-2. Brunswick at 5-1. Major League Baseball playoffs. The Dodgers advanced to play the Braves in the NLCS last night in the NFL. The Eagles get past, or the Bucks get past the Eagles. I'm sorry, 28-22. That is sports at 8:16.
All right, it's the Morning News Express. It's 822 at WFMD. Good morning, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. You can also email us. Did you hear about this one? This is for you, Ryan, because I know you're trying to run and get in better shape.
Yeah.
That apparently, if you're over 30, which you are.
I'm not. Stop it. It's all lies.
That 37% of men over 30 are going to gain weight during the football season of, and you will do not, you know, do this, beer, snacks, and watching football from 12:30 to, you know, 12:30 about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So most men said they've gained more than 20 pounds in the last decade. Poll found out that men believe that they will gain weight because of football.
Yeah, the NFL wants that to happen. They want you glued to the TV. They want you to consume everything that they have to offer. They want you to start on Thursday, actually, by the way. They want you to call in sick Friday. They want you to just chill until Sunday, and then they want you to just be a couch potato all day Sunday.
Yeah, which don't do it.
Don't. It's not worth it.
You can watch your own. I guess you can watch your own game if you want, but they don't care if you watch or not. They still get paid.
Yeah, I start watching at about 2 o'clock and I stop watching at 4. I watch 2 hours of football and that's it. I'll watch the Ravens and the Redskins. By the way, we
the what Washington. Did you say?
Yeah. Oh,
you did. Oh my goodness gracious! You said something that you were not supposed to say. You were not supposed to say that. It's the Washington football team, for goodness sakes.
Wait for it.
Yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Man, I'm repenting right now. So Tom Levero, one of my Facebook friends, he's a, I don't know him personally, but he is a Facebook friend of mine. I read a very interesting post about Sean Taylor. So they're going to retire Sean Taylor's jersey coming up on.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so a lot of people are actually pretty angry about this. And the reason they're angry is because there are multiple scandals going on with the Washington football team right now. And he said that hearing some Washington football team alumni are angry and embarrassed about this Sean Taylor debacle and may not attend alumni weekend. Some frustration over retirements ahead of so many others who helped build what the franchise used to be. Ironically, this is one thing Bruce Allen did right, reconnect with the former Washington football players. Owner Dan Snyder has ignored those connections. Now, two things I get from this post. Tom Levero hates Dan Snyder. And the second thing is
that's a long line of people.
Yes, it is. And the second thing I get from it is the Washington football team maybe trying to bury a very embarrassing week in this Sean Taylor retirement jersey ceremony. So we'll see what happens. Of course, Taylor was a safety. He was shot and killed during a home invasion in Florida. I think he was injured that weekend. And a couple of people that knew his sister broke into his home. People know the story around here. And he was eventually killed after getting shot in the leg. But, you know, does he deserve to have his jersey retired? Maybe. Are they trying to bury other things that aren't so positive about the football organization?
Well, yeah, maybe put a spin on something that, you know, everybody who is a Washington Redskin fan, because he was a Redskin fan. He was a Redskin. He wasn't a Washington football team player.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I don't know if an act of violence gives you a retired jersey. I just don't know about that. I mean, there's other ways to honor. Maybe retiring the jersey is the only way, but I don't know. I would set it aside for very special players or something. You know, you'd have to be pretty special to wear that jersey.
He only played 4 seasons for the Washington, for the Redskins.
I didn't even think he played that long. So yeah, I guess he played longer than I thought he did.
4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
And he only played 9 games in 2007 because he died in 2007.
Right.
So he was 24 years old when it happened. And, you know, again, it was a tragic thing. There's no doubt about it. But Does it require them retiring as jersey? I don't think so. I think it's a sentimental thing to do. I think it's an emotional thing to do. And again,
and
I
why
think,
did it take so long?
Yeah, that's true.
Why did it take so long?
14 years later? He's been dead for 14 years.
Dealing with all the other garbage that they have to deal with.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, well, you know, we're gonna retire his jersey.
He's been dead for 14 years. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long. I mean, this doesn't seem that long.
Mm-mm. Doesn't. Certainly doesn't. It's 8:27 at WFMD. Still looking for the Fresh Fruit Friday giveaway winner, and I think I have one. They have not returned the text. And when they do, we'll let you know all about it. That's courtesy of Bob's favorite spot, right off of 15, Catoctin Mountain Orchard. You can find Bob on the weekends picking apples.
Right.
Right?
Well, and singing.
And singing.
The hills are alive. With the sound of apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I have this socially distanced crowd in the studio today.
Yeah.
Very, very impressed with your singing.
Or please stop singing.
Yeah, pretty much. They're socially distanced for all you germaphobes out there. And I am working on the seventh dose of the booster shot this morning.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm
828
eyes out the back of my head.
Our boss is the greatest.
Indeed. You know this. Yeah, he absolutely is.
Right. And we do this because we hope he listens and that we're just sucking up to him.
Well, we have we have two bosses and...
more than that. I mean, you'll find out that...
We have seven bosses.
Your bosses.
Okay, we have eight bosses.
Yeah, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I think we have nine. Well, last
Sherry's
check, actually...
Boss, too.
Okay, so that's 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of bosses.
We're kind of bossy around our place.
Bossy.
A business.
Speaking of bossy, the fresh fruit basket is not bossy. It's been given away. Dean Thews.
Oh, Dean's the boss today.
Yeah, he is the boss. So that is 11 bosses, actually, of the Morning News Express. So he's going to come pick up the fresh fruit basket. Of course, that is a courtesy of Catoctin Mountain Orchard. You should visit Catoctin Mountain Orchard.
Get an apple dumpling, take it home, heat it up, scoop of vanilla ice cream.
If you were selling an apple dumpling from Catoctin Mountain Orchard, what would that sales pitch sound like?
I would heat them up.
Uh-huh.
I would have a microwave, and I would heat one up so they could smell it. So it permeates the apple and the cinnamon and the flaky crust. And then I would just go, you want one? And it'd be like drooling. It'd be like Homer Simpson drooling over a donut or something. And then I'd be just like, they're $15.99. How many do you want? Let me help you out to the car. WFMD and the Wizard of Football calls in Frederick County. His name is the Professor Steve Nibbs is on the phone. We got a good one this weekend, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely we do.
Yeah, Steve, so this was not a game that was originally on the broadcast schedule, but you did, I guess for lack of a better term, flex this game.
Yes, I did. This is one of those matchups you don't want to miss.
What makes
let me interrupt you. You look at the beginning of the season, Stephen, and I don't know about you, but I mean, for the last couple of years, unfortunately, Frederick has not been all that great of a team. They've been a good, decent team, but you know, you kind of look at that and you go, okay, Linganore will just walk all over this group. But no, Frederick is making a statement this year.
Indeed, they are, and they got my attention after their game week two against Middletown, where if not for a last-minute interception, they could be 6-0 right now, and they lost a 35-33 game to the Knights. So knowing how good Middletown is, that certainly got my attention that Frederick has, you need to wake up and see that this team is for real.
Steve, I experience a lot of times in high school football where a team gets attention just because their record, maybe their opponent's records, the strength of the opponent, but it doesn't seem like these Frederick Cadets are a team that is just a result of poor opponent records, they're actually playing really good football, and they can make some noise in the postseason.
Oh, I there's no doubt in my mind, and don't be surprised if they don't come away with the win tonight. That's how good they are. Of course, they have their work cut out for them because you're playing a Rick Connor coach team, and they're always solid in everything they do. But they dismantled a very good Walkersville team last week, and they're going to make some noise for sure.
Well, let's preview. What do they got to do to beat the Captain Connor coached football team? Because they're, Lingenor, they just reload every single year.
Indeed, they do. That's what Coach Connors does very, very well, and that's why he has the stature he has and what he's done with that program. I mean, you don't get the three consecutive state finals, without having something going right with your program. I think, this could be a track meet sort of thing here with the way these two offenses, how good they are, the running attacks, the passing game. It wouldn't surprise me to have another 54-53 type of game that was, several weeks ago, the overtime against Oakdale. This is how good these two offenses are and the firepower they both exist. So this will be turnovers, penalties, those things always come into play. And that very well could be tonight. And it could also be, who has the ball last.
All right, Steve, we'll be listening 6:30, the play-by-play. Of course, you could listen to Steve anywhere you are on the WFMD app. Steve, have a great call tonight. And we'll touch base next week to preview another great high school football game. Can't look past this one tonight. Frederick and Lingenor, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.